Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchus Tefillin Klal Yudalid, and we're learning Simen Yud. So we spoke about that the Tefillin has to be placed on the biceps. So the Chayodim continues and he says, so in your biceps, if you would divide the raised part of the muscle, as opposed to the tendon lower down and the higher up, but the actual muscle part of the upper arm, you should not place it on the upper half of the muscle, which is near the armpits, and do not put it right next to the elbow, down below on the tendon. It has to be where there's muscle, not where the tendon is. And it has to be b'chatzi etzem hatachton, on the lower half of the, if you measure the bone from the top of the bone to the bottom of the bone, the upper arm, you measure the actual bone, you divide that in half, and you want your tefillin to be placed on the lower half of the arm, lower half of where of that bone. You're placing it on the biceps, but measuring in the lower half of where the bone is. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this at length, and he brings that this is the vast majority of shittas. This is number one. Everybody agrees that you cannot place it on the tendon right next to where the elbow is. The suggestion to measure that is a person would put two fingers right by his elbow, by the joint, the elbow joint, and move the tefillin above those two fingers. That in general will be you've moved yourself away from the tendon area onto the muscle area. There is one language of a Shulchan Aruch which sounds like you could put it even lower, but the all of the Mefarshim understand, the Mishnah Berurah and others, that he's referring to not on the tendon area, but has to be specifically on the muscle, with the exception of the Aruch HaShulchan, seems to understand you can, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can put it even lower down, right next to the elbow. But that is not the psak of all of the poiskim, and that's what the Chayyim is telling us. You have to put it not on the samach le'elamogen, but further up on the muscle. But what do you do in the following? V'mi'esh le'maka b'mokam ha'gavoya. Person has a maka on the biceps. So y'nichenu samach le'elamogen. You should put it near the elbow. Obasar ha'gavoya. Af ma'ashahu b'chatzi ha'elyon shalatzim. Ahu. You put it on the biceps, but on the upper half of the biceps. But below yivorech, so a person cannot put it in the appropriate place, which is on the biceps, in the lower half of the biceps. So a person will put either lower down or further up. Mishnah Berurah does not accept this psak of putting it lower down, even when it's not possible. He says a person should put it higher up. But putting it lower down, it basically comes out, according to all opinions, is not acceptable. The Chayyim in this place seems to say that there's at least one opinion to rely on, that you could yotze the mitzvah there. So it makes more sense to put it there than to not put it on at all. But if you have a choice between lower down or higher up, Mishnah Berurah says you clearly have to put it higher up. Mishnah Berurah does not even entertain the possibility of putting it lower down, but the Chayyim does so, and so does the Aruch HaShulchan. So a person would have no choice but to put it lower down. He would put it on according to the Chayyim and the Aruch HaShulchan, and that would be logical to do so, at least because according to these opinions, there's some sheet that you're going to be yotzei with. But he would not make a bracha, obviously, because this is very questionable if he fulfills the mitzvah at all. The Das HaGroa, the Kol Malkam HaGavoya Kosher, Shlomo Malkam HaGavoya Pasul Lagamri. The Groa says that the upper part of the biceps is also acceptable. According to him, it's kosher, mikir, adin. It's not even a big habit. But samach to the elbow, which is not on the makam gavoya at all, it's not on the raised part of the muscle, but it's on the tendon, that's posul gamri. That you would not be yotz at all. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah Haskins in this situation, if a person cannot put it lower down, he should put it higher up, at least fulfill the mitzvah according to the Groa. So even though according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and others, you would not fulfill the mitzvah you put in the upper part of the biceps, but at least according to the Groa, you do so. So you would be samach on the Groa to put it on and put it higher up. And the Mishnah Berurah actually holds that you can make a brach in that situation, relying on the Groa. The Chayyim does not seem to say so. He seems to hold that you would not, you would not make a bracha in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah then points out that therefore it's appropriate not to have large tefillin, which are going to be very difficult to place in an appropriate place on your arm, especially for younger boys who are just turned bar mitzvah. Many of them, they're still small, and putting on large tefillin. So he suggests that tefillin should not be more than the share of etzbayim by etzbayim. That you want your tefillin to be two etzba, which approximately is about 2 inches, a 2-inch square, but definitely not more than, he says, 4 by 4. The person is not so much larger than that. So the 2 by 2 is fairly common. That's pretty close to what we do nowadays. Even that is a little bit large for the boys, and therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah, you would put on, make sure that you put it not next to the elbow, but higher up. And according to Mishnah Berurah, you can still make a bracha even in that circumstance. And this is, I mentioned in earlier shiur, that there was a suggestion to keep the three dimensions of the tefillin, the length, the height, and the width, all have to be, they have to be square, but they don't have to be, it doesn't have to be a perfect cube. So you can make the length and the width of the tefillin, they have to be the same, it should be a square, but the height can be actually higher, so you can take regular written parshiyos and put them into a yad, a tefillin shel yad, which is a little bit higher, and therefore you can make it a little bit smaller to allow it to be placed on the proper part of the arm. But definitely a person should try and avoid buying very large tefillin. Have a good day. We will continue Simon Yud tomorrow, Bezat Hashem.